Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear? Fine.
That's good. That's awesome.
Sounding qualified fine,
it's
Sarah.
It's been another week.
Yes, it has, but it's been the sauna.
Yes,
and
no,
it's been
it always is because this time, I had a cold and stuff, you know, so it just made the rest a bit more annoying.
Okay, but nevertheless, you feel that Steenhuisen rocks. Why is that?
I thought his response to the State of the Nation address was right on. He basically covered everything. And the funny thing is that about a month ago, a little over a month ago, former DA Mayor Herman Mashaba wrote a lengthy article, op-ed in the Sunday Times, to say that a rogue element or a rogue unit of the IRR had infiltrated the DA and, you know, we were just casting them in our own mold. And it seems to have been right, even though it's all complete nonsense, because Steenhuisen has propagated exactly the policies, give or take, that we would do. It's about a free market, getting the economy going again. It's a range of things that we would absolutely have gone for. And he recognizes, and this is one of my favorite topics, that, I mean, the unemployment rate has gone up by over a million. So from 9.3 to about 10.4 or some, in that region. And he then talks about that he has a problem with race-based policies. Because what he's coming to is saying that at the end of the day, the people who benefit from policies that are based on race as a determinant have only worked for few and at a fairly entitled level. And that what we really have to focus on, and this is what we feel so strongly about, is uplifting people on the basis of their disadvantage. And he said it, which means he's actually committing, unless they have a blowout of some kind, he's actually committing the DA to a more classically liberal line. And that was what really undid them in the 2019 election. Muzi Maimane wavered. He went a sort of soft ANC line. And I think in that respect, that's where they lost their vote. So it was that. It was also in the presentation. I mean, he wasn't impolite, but he was incredibly forceful. And by repeating to the president directly that he blew it, kind of says it. You know, we're in such trouble that you can't. There's no room for diplomacy. But that doesn't mean you have to be impolite. But let me give you an example I picked up today of the problem with the government's employment equity, the whole raft of legislation and regulation. Beyers is a Belgian chocolate manufacturer, handmade chocolate manufacturer based in Kempton Park, and the owner is actually from Belgium. He's been here for a little over a decade. The Department of Labor, bless their souls, came to him and said, it's not good enough. You've employed too many black women. You must now employ more black men. Now, other than the fact that, you know, to try and tie everything to the demography of the country is almost obscene, I suspect the reason they employ more women is because women are probably more dexterous with something as fine as a chocolate and in manufacturing a chocolate and packing a chocolate, etc. So in other words, it's very likely that it has more to do with what the work and the job and the entity requires than anything else. And this is where BEE and affirmative action as practiced has made, it makes us a laughing stock.
That's interesting. So interesting. I mean, at what point, I mean, do you think South Africa, Sarah, will always have, a BEE policy? You know, I mean, if you look at so many of our, in fact, it's not even BEE that's the issue. It's I think a lot of the issues are around
our... I'm something's going wrong in the sound on my...
Okay. You know what? I think we'll pick this up another time. But I just do put the, thank you so, yeah, thank you
sorry,
so much, sorry.
It's just, I'm looking up, I'm not sure why.
Okay, no problem. Okay. You know what, we'll just pick it up another time, but I hope thanks. That you hear this. I wish you Shabbat Shalom. That's Sarah Gone. She's a policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. You know, when you see these peristatals and there's, you know, I mean, it was, I think the Minister of Communications who said, that nobody will ever be retrenched at ICASA. You can't say that. If there's no money, you know, at what point is, you know, the people working for the entity more important than the entity? Maybe, you know, if it's ICASA governs radio, television, you know, you can't not have an ICASA. If there's no money, there will have to be retrenchments. I mean, it's such an unrealistic way of looking at things. You know, okay, so try job sharing, whatever the case may be. But I think that our labor laws in this country, I think that we, if we want to grow as a country and we want to stimulate business, we need to relook at them.